Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO Alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Well, here we are again, another Friday. Beautiful Friday. It's nice outside, isn't it, Sharon?
Oh, I love it. Yes, it's very nice outside.
No humidity. The kitchens are not bad either.
That's
maybe
good.
In a bakery kitchen it might be different, and we're going to find that out. But yeah, my kitchen's not too bad right now.
Nice.
I know. You don't see me sweating right now.
Do you have a fan? My parents, they had a restaurant, you know, they used to have a box fan, like, pointing in from the door.
I have the box fan.
Oh, you do? And it was on an old steel milk crate. It was sitting on
You know, they don't have steel milk crates anymore.
I know.
It's all plastic.
Sad? Everything, it's all, yeah, it's all
plastic.
All
yeah,
done.
We have that fan.
We're talking like 70s and 80s.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Beautiful outside. There's a lot of festivals going on right now, too. We have St. Sava, which is a stone throw away from the studio here, mm-hmm. over on Mississippi Street over in Merrillville.
I've been there before. I saw the Prince and Princess of Serbia there.
Oh, did you?
Met them, did a story with them a long time ago. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful church, though.
Yeah, and they got a museum in there, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too much. And then we got the Indian Fest over here on Merrillville Road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which would be interesting. I'm, you know, that's probably a different twist on some food.
Yeah.
And I've never been to an Indian Fest.
I haven't either. I would totally check it out.
It's an Indian Cultural Center, I think it's called.
Nice.
It's right over there, right by Myers over here, right off of US 30. People should go visit that. I mean, look, you can
go. So is that a church?
It's like a cultural center. I'm sure it's their church or, you know, something like that where they gather.
With food?
It's got food. It's got entertainment. And then you go from there and you can go to Serbia. And you can hit all kinds of cultures. And then you can just go right down the street to the Lake County Fair.
I was going
to
say, and isn't the Lake County Fair going on? You and I still have to go next week, Nick.
We'll try. I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to steal my daughter's wristband.
Uh-huh.
So I get in for free. No, I can't do that because now they have a picture ID that you have to show.
Oh, seriously?
And then they give you the wristband. And then you get free rides. And I can't handle all those rides anyways.
Well, no, I'm not saying that we necessarily have to go for the rides, but we should go for the food, interview people, you know, and then bring it back for the folks.
I agree with you.
That'd be good.
That would be good. So what else is going on out there? Anything?
You know, we are going to be talking on Monday for a story that will be coming out later. It's the inaugural South Shore Brewfest. Just talked to these folks today. I have an interview with them on Monday. This is going to be taking place on Saturday, September 21st at Weehawla Beach in Whiting.
Okay.
And whether this is the first ever.
So they're just going to have a bunch of
microbrews are going to be out there. Like, there's a whole huge list of them. There's over 50 of them.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. We probably had almost all of them on the station.
Yeah, actually, there's a list here, which I'm going to print this off, and you and I can go through this, and we can figure out who we haven't had on the show yet.
And then we call them up and drink at their places.
Exactly, and have them come over
and
bring us beer.
Talking about phone calls, we want people to call in, don't we?
We definitely do.
769-9577, 769-9577. And what's great today, we're going to be eating pie, which I've already had some pie.
That's always a good day.
We got a great bakery in here, mm-hmm. brand new startup bakery. And they're going to have gift cards to give out, too.
And who is it?
It's the Wire Wisp Bakery out of Rensselaer.
Beautiful.
You know what we need? You know what? They're so far. And for us to reach them, we probably should take the plane today.
Oh, wow.
You want to
working me hard, man.
I know. Are you going to fly it?
Yeah. Let's walk out there.
Just get going.
Let's head to it.
You know what? Again, I just don't understand why they can't just pave this road. I mean, this gravel gets underneath my toes.
Forget
underneath
it.
My sandals.
Forget it.
And it hurts. It hurts, Sharon.
Got to get into the trap door here.
Oh, I know.
Under security.
Is that the security door?
Yeah. And here, get in the plane.
You have a great security door, but we got a plane with a squeaky door.
Okay, I'm going to start this
up. Okay, start it up, Sharon. You know what? I got to put my...
Takes a minute.
Do I got to put an oxygen mask
no.
on?
No.
Are you sure?
You're fine.
It sounds like it's going to be kind of fast.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, on the way down to Rensselaer, should we crop
test? Taxi over there to
yeah,
the runway.
I think we're going
to... Hold on a second. I got to get the... Okay, I'm starting. Here we go.
Okay. Don't go down. Go up. Okay, we're going
okay,
down.
It's all under control.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're driving. And you know what? We're going to do some crop dusting, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
No pesticides.
Here we go.
No pesticides. What are we going to drop? We're going to drop ladybugs. Because they say ladybugs will eat all the insects off the corn and everything down in there in Rensselaer.
So how was that takeoff? Was that good?
Very good. Very smooth.
Okay. See, I thought you'd be screaming.
Well, my wife's probably mad because I never want to fly. She wants to fly places. I don't fly, but you know, I guess I'm going to fly with you.
Too busy with the restaurant.
Yeah. Let's land in Rensselaer. You ready?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay. Let's get there. Okay.
Okay.
With no further ado, we have the people from the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer in the studio with us today. And we want you to call in here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, 769-9577, and ask our confectionery wizards here some questions about pies or donuts or cookies. And in the studio today, we have Susan, John, and Christina. And we have Grace.
Suzanne.
I don't know why I keep doing that. You could slap me, but you're right next to me. It's very easy to do. So we have Suzanne, but we have Grace in the studio. And Grace is like a little bit of a little celebrity. I saw her on the Facebook.
Yeah, look at you, Susan Grace.
Rookie. Grace,
how old are you?
Yeah, why don't you tell everyone how old you are? Go on.
Four.
And what's your full name?
Grace.
Are you? Do you go to school yet? Yeah? What grade are you in? You're not in any grade. You're in preschool.
Preschool.
Yeah? You going to go to kindergarten next year? Mm-mm. Do you help out in the bakery?
No. Yeah.
A lot? Do you just eat or you help?
Help.
You help. I saw those chocolate fingers on the Facebook of you. Very pretty girl. Gray's a very cute little girl. And I'm sure she helps out in the bakery. She's got that, you know, she's a little bit shorter, so she can do some, you know, lower work.
It comes in handy.
It does come in handy.
Good job, Grace.
So, Susan?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, let's put the mic right on. Suzanne. Hi. So, how long have you had the bakery? It's kind of a startup. It just started.
Yeah, we just started. We actually went in on probably June 1st. Yeah, we went on June 1st and started cleaning it up, and then we opened on July 1st.
Right.
So, we've been there for a month and one day open.
So, what's some of your background? I mean, you know, let's hear some of your background that led you into this.
I started baking in high school, and then I went into a cooking job. I actually worked at Taco Bell, complete opposite of baking.
Right.
And then I actually went to work in one of our local gas stations, and they had me making fresh baked goods in there.
Okay.
And then for the last 2 years, I've actually been at one of our local restaurants as the head cook. And
okay.
I've been catering and baking and helping them kind of expand their menu.
So you kind of been in the food, dabbling with food for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, and now is John your father?
Yes.
Yes. Because you know what? Your parents are young, very young looking.
Yeah.
I mean, very young. You know, it's like I almost feel like you're siblings, to be honest with you. So, John, why don't you introduce yourself, what you do, and how you help out a little bit.
I'm John. I usually go in early in the mornings and help before my regular job. I drive a truck still, and then I go in the evenings and help, you know, whatever they need done. They're getting stuff prepared for the next day. That's about what I usually do.
So let me ask you this, John. Do you got any experience with food or anything like that?
I love to cook.
You love to cook?
Yeah, mainly cooking. The baking's more on Suzanne's end.
Uh-huh.
And
I mean, do they have you cooking or they just give you, like, the grunt work? Because...
Usually I don't do much cooking. I help prepare stuff and get more of the bulk stuff ready for the next day, or you know, keep them so that everything supplied and ready to go.
Well, John's got a pretty dangerous job. He drives around with like a rocket on the back of his truck, and that's a fuel truck, which is very, people look
that's
at those
deal.
Trucks and they don't
that's
think
a big deal.
It is a big deal. People don't think about it, but that is a dangerous job every day you work it.
Yes, it is. I'm sure.
And we have Christina here. Hi, Christina. Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
So give us a little bit about your background.
Okay. I also like to cook and bake. And actually, these two living, you know, at home kind of took that away from me because they like to do it so much. Mom just got to sit in the background and, you know, it was kind of nice. I'd just hang out with Grace and I'd come home from work and dinner was done. It was I liked it.
Oh, that's nice.
But do you have another job,
or do you just help?
I did until Wednesday. Wednesday was my last day.
And where were you working at?
I was actually at the Jasper County Prosecutor's Office as a case manager in child support.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you gave that up?
Yes.
So this experience of doing a bakery is worth giving up the job? I mean, you're...
Very much so, yes.
Let me ask you this, John. Doing the bakery and you driving the truck, when you work in the bakery, does it feel like it's some time off? Does it feel like it's not as stressful as doing the truck, or...
Yeah, it
does.
Feel
like it's it's a challenge.
No, I enjoy it. It's you know, when you're there in the mornings, it's hard for me to get going to do my regular job because it's such enjoying being with everybody, you know. And plus, we have my older sister helps us also.
Okay.
In the mornings, and it's really just relaxing and enjoying. It really
you know,
is.
And that's what I find too, Susan, is like when I open up in the morning, I like it like where it's quiet and the sun is kind of like still not as hot, and it's kind of, you know, I mean, you think. It helps you think. You're not in a rush of doing things. What time do you guys open up?
We open to the public at 5, but everybody goes in at, probably 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to kind of get everything going for the
day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
See, that's why I was never a baker. I never wanted to bake because of the hours. You ever worked in a bakery?
No, but I mean, I know somebody who owned a bakery. I had a babysitters when I was a little kid, and he owned a bakery, and he would get up at like 3 in the morning and, you know, get to work and be starting before the sun came up.
Yeah.
And this was like back in the, you know, the 70s, and it was a very busy place. You guys have a busy place already?
Yeah, very busy.
So what made you start the bakery?
The previous owner, Rex Klaus, had actually contacted me a few years ago, and he wanted me to purchase the bakery. He had it up for sale, and it just, you know, wasn't the right time. Mm-hmm. So waited a couple of years, and then he actually contacted me back in, I think, May, and he's like, I need you to come back in. I'm making you, this is like my final offer, and we went with it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were in the food industry, but you were drawn to baking. Is that how it is? You really... And why is that?
I don't know. It just it's calming. Mm-hmm. I guess like when I roll out like pie crust and I'm mixing, and it's kind of like a stress reliever, almost. It just kind of takes like all the pressure off because you're just focused.
See, I always feel like Sharon, baking to me is more of a science than cooking food.
Yeah.
Because you got to follow the directions.
Everything has to be exact, right?
It has to be exact.
Exactly.
If you're off on your water temperature, your yeast is not going to activate. You know, if you're making your pie crust and it's too hot or something like that, or you don't put it in the refrigerator or do the right things, am I right?
Yeah, correct.
But also probably what makes it good for you, it's almost an art form, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed, I was looking online at some of your things. It's like there's a lot of pretty things you do out there.
Yeah, we try. We try to make everything look unique and, you know, try to customize everything to where nothing really ever goes out the same.
So would you consider this a full family business? Is it all family, or you got some outside workers for you?
We have some outside workers, a couple. They spend a lot of the time with us. But it's all my siblings are in there, my aunt's in there with us, and we're all in there day in and day out.
So how much is made from scratch?
Probably about most of everything, yeah. Maybe about like 98% of the stuff in there. Yeah.
About right.
Now, Christina, are you in there with her elbows and just making the flour and kneading stuff and doing that kind of stuff?
Not usually.
No.
I go in, I'm the, as my sister-in-law calls me, Donut Picasso.
Okay.
I go in at 2:30 in the morning and I decorate the donuts that are sitting there waiting for me so I ice them and get creative with the donuts.
Now, John, do you go, I mean, how early you go in?
I go in right around 2 o'clock, 2:30 also.
Wow. And what time is your day in usually?
Mine varies. It could be 5:30 in the evening, 6 really? O'clock, or before. It just depends.
Now, Susan, how about you?
I go in at, about 4:30, 5 o'clock? Yeah. I go in and then I do the deliveries that we do in the county.
Oh, that's another point. Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer. Or Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. You have other outlets that you deliver to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And where do you go to? And what do you deliver? You do an IGA store too in Remington or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you deliver out there?
We just deliver donuts right now. Mm-hmm. So we carry where we deliver donuts to three of the gas stations in Rensselaer and one of the grocery stores, and then the IGA grocery store in Remington.
Okay. Now, do you do both yeast or cake donuts?
We do both.
And what's your favorite? I could already know this answer.
Oh, my goodness.
Which one do you like rather make?
Probably the apple fritters.
Really? You like to make the apple fritters? Yeah. I just know when I worked in the bakery, I hated making yeast donuts, but I love eating them. Because there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Tell people what it takes to make a yeast donut.
Oh, my goodness. So much preparation. Because the temperature in the bakery has to be right. Otherwise, the yeast isn't going to rise correctly. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have a lot of our proofers in there that'll do that work for us. But
it's a dough.
Yeah.
People don't realize it's a dough.
Yeah.
And you have to roll the dough out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you got to cut each donut out.
Exactly.
What a pain.
Yeah. It really is.
I used to do it. but then folks out there, if you do the cake donut, isn't it just like putting in a hopper and going plop, 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 mm-hmm. and it just goes in the fryer and you flip them around?
Yep.
That's why I like doing cake donuts.
And then you frost them.
And then, you got to frost. Do you guys make your own frosting?
No.
No? No. Yeah, you haven't got to that point yet?
No, not
I know.
Yet.
Well, what was it like when you opened? I mean, what were some of the challenges? I mean, you've only been open for like 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find was really challenging to you?
Figuring out how many donuts to put out every day, because it varies. And then, like, we had our fair last week, and so that really made an impact. We were out of donuts within 2 hours of opening one day.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, okay, we have to up our donuts.
Uh-huh.
And then we up our donuts, and then we don't sell as many. So it's kind of have to play with our days of the week on how many donuts we put out.
So how do you figure it out?
It's guessing game.
Very difficult. Okay. Oh, very difficult.
Are you guys, you probably have to track it. I mean, you need to write it down and kind of track it. So what do you do with all the donuts, like say if you have leftover donuts?
Right now, a lot of people actually request day-old donuts when they come in.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've never really heard of that.
Oh, in the grocery store, there's a whole market of people that want day-old donuts.
Mm-hmm. But we've actually discovered a few recipes to make different bakery items with the day-old donuts that, you know, would possibly sell a little better, like casseroles, and I know they have like donut bars and different things that you can make out of those so that you're getting another use out of them.
So what other items do you make from scratch?
We have our pies.
We're going to get back to the pie because the pie is more like your signature item, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And me and Sharon had some.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We signed it and totally. Thought it was really good.
Yeah, I'm going to eat some more of this right now.
Oh, yeah. This is how you better shut off your
talk
mic so everyone does.
No, so I was looking also at your website, at your Facebook page. You guys have a website?
Not right now.
Oh, okay, because I was looking for that. I noticed there's a big picture of all kinds of cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys do cupcakes?
Yes, yeah.
What kind of cupcakes do you do?
We do a variety of cupcakes. I really have no limit, per se, of the flavors that I do. If somebody comes in and they want a crazy flavor, like they want a, like I did a Mountain Dew cupcake today.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I made a sweet tea cupcake today.
Uh-huh.
We do just any really flavor that you can think of. You can come in and be like, I want a banana split.
So is Christina the one that decorates those two since she does the donuts?
No, I do all the cupcakes.
Wait, are you just a donut person? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
And then John just eats the donuts.
Pretty much.
How about you, Grace? You like donuts? Yeah? Okay. So on the cupcakes, cupcakes is a kind of a trendy thing. I've been seeing a lot of things with cupcakes, like cupcake cakes. Do you do things like that?
Yeah, we try to decorate them up just so that they don't look like, you know, just like your plain cupcake you'd get at the store. Like, we try to put, you know, more imagination into them.
Do any fillings?
I do fillings.
On the cupcakes?
Yeah. Our most popular is a ganache filling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's really rich, so a lot of people really love the chocolate in there.
So do you do, like, say, see, you're so new, so what's going on? You're going to get requests and you're going to build on your...
Yeah, of course.
And what you do. But I know out there we've had some cupcake people in here and they do like cupcakes that like wedding cake cupcakes and
I do remember that.
And then people like for graduation parties, that's a big one, the cupcakes. Because I think it's less messy for people. You know, you can just pick up a cupcake instead of cutting it.
And like a finger food.
Like a finger food. Now, do you make the batter yourself and the cupcakes?
Yeah, we make the batter for our cakes and cupcakes in the bakery.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mountain Dew cupcake, I find that really fascinating. How did you come up with that and how did you make it? I mean, if you could tell me without having to, like, you know.
Yeah,
tell
of
me
course. I actually just, whenever I'm stuck looking for, you know, thinking of something to make to put out on the shelf in the bakery, I kind of walk around and I actually walked through our dining room to the coolers outside and I was like, oh, well, there's some Mountain Dew sitting there. And I was like, well, I'm going to throw that in a cupcake. So it went in the cupcake, the icing, the glaze, everything. It was just Mountain Dew in every layer of the cupcake.
And it tasted like Mountain Dew?
It did, yes.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this.
Cool.
Now, you know, you have all those bubbles and stuff, all the carbonate. Do you have to cut back on anything because of that? Or
No.
Or you just added it right in there?
Yeah, I actually just make the cake batter. And then I add any of my flavors or any of my fillings to that cake batter. And I have to watch, you don't want to put too much in there because you don't want to kill any of the, you know, the active ingredients in there. But mm-hmm. enough to give it that flavor that it, you know, you can tell it's there.
So, what's the weirdest thing you've ever made or like added to a cupcake?
Oh, my goodness.
Except for grasshoppers.
Or Mountain Dew.
I just saw on TV last night there's a pizza that they do now with grasshoppers on it.
What?
Yeah.
You got to tell me more about this.
Yeah, well, I turned my head. I don't want to even look at it. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from the Wire Wisp Bakery out of Rensselaer. Give us a call. So what is the weirdest cupcake you think you made? Anything weird or everything's pretty?
Really unusual, unconventional?
Nothing really unusual yet, I don't think. No, it's a lot of basic flavors. Not a lot of people, I think, have the imagination that I want them to have.
Right.
When they come in, I say, I can do anything. And they're like, oh, okay, like double chocolate. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty basic. But, you know, I'm willing to completely go out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think you're probably a little bit ahead of the curve in Rensselaer.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, they just like basic, probably meat and potato basic. And you're going to have to do different things. And you watch. Mm-hmm. You'll probably start changing how people think about things. You'll probably be a trendsetter out there.
What made you guys settle in Rensselaer?
We're all from Rensselaer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we live there. And, you know, we've all grown up with the bakery. So it was like the town has to have it. It's a necessity in Rensselaer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What's the best-selling cupcake, you think?
The best-selling cupcake, oh my goodness. I don't even know right now.
What's the one you would buy, Nick? What would you buy?
I'm sorry. I'm first kind one. I'm really, even though I'm from the Chicago area, I'm chocolate.
Yeah?
That's good. I just like chocolate with a good buttercream. What kind of frostings do you have?
We use a buttercream frosting, and then we have a cream cheese frosting.
That sounds good. So you do regular cakes?
Yeah.
Like birthday cakes and stuff like that?
Yeah. Birthday cakes, wedding cakes, graduation parties, everything.
Okay. Now, do you guys do the layovers? You know how like maybe Grace there wants a Dora Explorer layover on the cake. Do you do any of those shared layovers, or are you pretty much just piping things out still?
We pipe everything. We have an airbrush machine that we can do a lot with, but I'm not a fan of like the fondant and a lot of the things that you put on top of the cake. So I usually just pipe everything by hand.
Uh-huh. And what flavors do you carry in the cakes? Just what people want. What do you have right now?
Well, right now, like in stock, I've got like red velvet, carrot, devil's chocolate, and white cake. But I can do basically what I do with the cupcakes, any flavor. I actually did, I've done here the last few weeks a couple of lemon and black raspberry cakes.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that one's really popular here in the summer for a lot of, I've done bridal showers with it and everything, so.
So, when you do the wedding cakes, you take it there, you would set it up and do all that kind of stuff too?
Yeah. Okay. If they want it delivered.
Do you do a fake one? This is what I've heard is the new thing. They have a fake wedding cake. And then behind it are a bunch of slices. So the cake is actually made out of styrofoam to look good. But then you move it and there's real cake that they just slice off of.
I've never done that for a wedding, no.
Yeah, that's different. That is real different, isn't it? So what on the cake side, is there a popular flavor yet? I know folks out there, they are so new that I'm asking questions that they're not sure yet. But have you got any flavors, anything that stands out so far that people are going for?
Not really. Everybody's been pretty basic. What do you think?
Well, one of our products that really is quite popular is the Kayla cups.
What are the Kayla? What are the Kayla cups?
Yeah, the Kayla cups. It's actually my sister's creation. She just made
it
one
sounds,
day at home.
It sounds like it's a hook. Go ahead.
It's amazing. They're very popular. It's actually a chocolate chip peanut butter cookie that she makes from scratch. Mm-hmm. And then she forms it into like a shape of a cup. Mm-hmm. And then she fills it with a homemade peanut butter caramel.
Ooh.
And it just sets in there, and it's like the perfect blend of like sweet and salty.
So is it served like in a cupcake tissue, like a cupcake thing? Like it looks just like a cupcake?
Pretty much. She makes them in a muffin pan, and they form, and then they hold that form, and yeah, they're very good.
So when you come up with ideas, is it just, you know, Christina saying, hey, I want this, or your sister saying, or Grace saying, or John saying? I mean, is that how you guys just kind of like take any suggestion right now? Is that...
Pretty much, yeah. If it's not too crazy or wild, which I mean, we're
I want baklava cake.
We'll try it. Might as well.
You know, actually, I did a baklava cake for a food food contest one time. It was the first item eaten, but it came in last place. Sharon, who we got on the phone?
Dan Min from DeMont.
Who?
Min,
how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I want to know what the address is of the wire whisk.
Oh, there you go. What's your address?
The address is 110 West Washington Street. We're actually right across on from the north side of the courthouse.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Have you ever went down there and visited? You ever go down to Rensselaer?
I go to Rensselaer, and so are you where the Mexican restaurant used to be?
No. It was a previous bakery. What was it called again?
Okay. It's on the other side of the courthouse.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure you knew where it was, because we're going to be sending you this gift card, and I don't want you to get lost, and then you're going to be, you know, calling me and saying, hey, Nick, what's going on here?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Wire Whisk Bakery from Rensselaer, and you're kind of in the middle, and we're going to send you out a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
So come and get a pizza from us or Alfredo, and then travel down to Rensselaer and get something sweet to clear that palate. How's that sound?
And keep telling people which side of the courthouse you're on so they know where you're at.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. So you do, let's get back with more sweet stuff. You do cookies?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of cookies do you do?
Right now we kind of have the basic cookies that everybody likes, the chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin, white chocolate macadamia.
See, that's the one
nut.
I like is oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do those all from scratch?
Yeah, yeah. We have those. We make we make them in bulk, and then we kind of store them, and then as they're needed, because they're so popular.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Christina, she keeps looking at you, but you say you only do the donuts. You got to be doing more there than just donuts.
I supervise. I'm just getting into the swing of things, of course, because...
Did you ever bake before? Or I mean, at home you did, but did you ever have jobs where you worked in restaurants and things like that? Are you...
20 years ago?
Okay.
You know,
so this is kind of fresh for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of electric. It's like it's exciting, right? Because it's all new.
Right.
So what other than supervising and doing donuts, is there anything else?
Well, I'm hoping in the next week or so to start hot lunches. Because we have a salad bar.
Oh, do you?
It's quite popular. We do, you know, chicken salad sandwiches and tuna salad sandwiches. But, you know, we've just had a limited menu with just getting open. We want to see what would sell. And so our next idea is to bring in hot lunches like, you know, maybe a meatloaf special one day, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, green beans, or corn, maybe lasagna, different ideas to kind of pull people in for more of a home-cooked lunch instead of your fast food or, you know, everything fried. So we don't fry anything but donuts. So
you are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're live in the studios in Merrillville. It's Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And our special guests today are the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer. They brought in some really delicious pies, but they do more than just pies. We're finding out they do cookies.
Finding out more and more.
Yeah, they're doing. They do cupcakes, and you guys also do breads.
Yes. Yeah, house-made breads.
I tell you, I love. You know, that's an art. Making bread is an art. I mean, that is totally different. So, what kind of breads do you make?
Right now, we're putting out like your basic white and wheat breads. We've been doing a French.
Do you
bread.
Have? Do you have a slicer to slice them and everything?
Yes, we do.
Oh wow,
yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're kind of testing out, you know, putting out more. So we're doing putting out dinner rolls, hot dog, and hamburger buns. Mm-hmm. We've been putting out. We've had a lot of requests for rye bread, so we're going to start experimenting, trying to get maybe some rye breads out.
So what's like one of the biggest challenges when it deal when you deal with bread? Bread's a hard one.
But, it is.
So
it
what
is.
What's the when you're making for the folks out there that maybe are going to make some bread tonight, and we're not talking money. But they're actually going to make bread. What is one of the challenges that you have when you're making the bread that you're really looking at and saying, I can't make that mistake or all this batch is done?
With the bread, you have to make sure that the temperature is correct. And then if your yeast is fresh or not.
Fresh or not?
Yeah. If it if your yeast is fresh, it'll froth uh-huh. when you're in the beginning stages of making the bread. And if it's not, the bread will like sink down. It's not going to hold its shape when it's rising and when it's baking.
So how about temperature in the room?
Yeah, that matters as well. Yeah, yeah. Because if it's too cool in there, it's going to take forever to rise. And if it's too hot, it's just going to go everywhere.
So you're fresh and new. Have you had John come over with a truck and haul off a bunch of bread that, you know, the dough didn't rise and stuff? Have you had some little mistakes here and there?
A little bit.
Just the first batch of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it take for yeast to go bad? I mean, how quickly do you have to bake it? I mean, you know, what does it go, you know, get spoiled or, you know, lose its freshness over a nice amount of time or a small amount of time?
I think it takes a little bit more time for it to kind of go bad. If you keep the yeast cooler, mm-hmm. it will stay fresher longer. So
you use the dry activated or you use cake?
The dry activated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to store it in a dry, cool place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever make beer with it?
No.
Yeah, the beer guys just say it's the same yeast they use for bread. I just thought maybe you had a bathtub in the back.
No. And,
you know, John was, you know, because, well, you got you do have a microbrewery right down the street, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you sell to it, don't you?
Yeah. It's a Fenwick Farms Brewery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they actually just started carrying our
Campfire cake.
They don't carry that. No, that's one of our specialty cakes.
Yeah.
But they're carrying our salted caramel brownies.
Okay.
And they're making a sundae out of it down there.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have a campfire cake? Is that yours?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
We do.
And what is that? I mean, folks, if you go on their Facebook, you'll see a picture of it. It looks delicious. Can you explain it to us?
Yeah. My other sister, she's 13. She actually comes up with these ideas for cupcakes with me. And I was like, well, let's make a cake out of it. And it's basically, it's a chocolate cake with a buttercream frosting. And it's covered in pretzels, marshmallows, Hershey's chocolate bars. And then it's just got like red, orange, and yellow icing all over it. You know, so it looks like fire.
No, it looks good.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then we go through and we torch all the marshmallows on it. So it has a toasted marshmallow all over the cake.
That sounds real good.
Yeah.
Hey, Grace, what's your favorite thing to eat at the Wire Whisk Bakery?
Cookies.
What kind of cookies? Mm-hmm. Are they just the ones you make, or what kind of cookies?
The ones I just make.
And what's, mm-hmm. what kind of cookies do you make?
I make sprinkle ones.
Oh, sprinkle.
Nice.
I don't know. Well, kids just love sprinkles. You like sprinkles? Is there a certain color flavor you like? What's your color flavor that you like?
Purple, pink, and blue.
Almost what's on your dress there, minus the purple. Grace is on their, if you go on their Facebook page, you'll see Grace. There's many pictures. You got your own little chef coat, don't you? Yeah, you do. And then you like to put your hands in a lot of chocolate, looks like, too. I saw that. So, now we're going to get up to the fall here. Are there seasonal items that you're going to be looking at doing?
Yeah, actually, we'll have a pumpkin spice donut.
I'm already getting chills because I love the fall time. I really like the fall. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll have that. And then we'll do, we actually have cappuccinos and coffee that we'll have, you know, pumpkin in that. We're going to do probably some apple cider donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably, you know, change up the cupcake and cake flavors to that. And then we'll switch into more of the fall pies, like pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pecan.
Now, you think you could do the fillings of those from scratch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Well, that's a tough one. And they say most of the pumpkin pies out there in pumpkin filling is 60% squash.
I believe it.
In the cans. When you buy the cans and you read them, there's very few that's 100% pumpkin pie. It's got a squash in it, too, as a filler. So now when you do your pie crust, right, from scratch?
Yes.
What size batches do you do? Because I looked on your site, and I was amazed. You have You have like a conveyor oven.
Yes.
And you guys like had it laid out with a ton of pies. So you must sell a lot of pies.
Yeah, that's one of our biggest popular things is pies.
Why has pie become so popular? I mean, was the guy before you, did he do well with pies? My brother would go down there. You know, he worked down there. And he would just get donuts all the time. I remember that. Is this something that you're breaking through on, is producing a lot of pies for the area?
Yeah, that's something that I've always done. I think because before we actually opened the bakery, the restaurant that I worked at was, they were letting me go in on the holidays and bake a bunch of pies and sell them to the public. And so, you know, I became popular with my house-made, you know, from scratch pies. Mm-hmm. And so when we opened the bakery, a lot of people are like, hey, we know your pies, they're made from scratch, they're good, you know, they're made from your heart instead
right.
of
It's all about love. Believe me, I worked in the grocery business, and I don't know if you know this, Sharon, but a lot of times when they have these pies 2 for $5 or mm-hmm. whatever they have them for, they come in frozen, and they just throw them in another box, and they put them out on the shelf.
Huh.
Okay, and then the other step they might do
not
is...
Not much love there.
No, there's no love, because you got some bakery ladies that are pretty loveless out there. Yeah, I've worked with them.
That's not right.
I did 21 years in that industry. It's different. And that, or they get pies in that...
Don't you got good stories to tell? I want to hear them sometime.
All I
got
to say about some of the stories is, wow.
Okay.
But then you can get pies in that are like, you kind of bake them off and stuff. But you don't do that. So you make the pie crust from scratch. Can you tell us how you make it? You don't have to tell us your secret ingredients, but how do you make a good pie crust for the people out there?
It matters with the, like what I say, almost like the glue of the pie crust. You know, whether you use, a lot of people use butter or lard or shortening. It really depends on the glue that you use to hold it all together.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same almost kind of like with the bread. It matters on like your temperature of the water that you're adding into it and the amount of flour and the temperature. Because if it gets too warm, it's all going to kind of squish together. But if it's too cold, it's going to break apart. And mm-hmm. you can't work with it too much either, because it's going to get tough.
Because of the gluten in the flour.
Exactly.
Do you use any kind of special flour?
No.
No?
Nope, just an all-purpose flour.
And now, do you use a mixture of shortening and butter, or what do you?
I've Crisco.
Oh, the shortening.
Yeah. Okay. That's the number one thing I use.
So you basically put it together. Now what do you do with the crust? You can't just work it right away.
Actually, we do.
You work it. Because I've always heard that, well, my wife's made pie. She's the one that bakes. I can't bake. She would put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Okay, like the crust. But you guys just work it right away.
Yeah, we do. We try to keep it as fresh as possible. We don't let it really sit very long.
So what makes it flaky? Everyone's always looking for that flaky pie crust. What makes it flaky?
Probably it's when we roll it, it kind of gets layered
right.
every time we kind of flip it mm-hmm. and, you know, make layers out of it.
Now that's okay. Now when you put that pie crust in those pans, because you put them in pie pans.
Yes.
Now what do you do with that process?
Well, we roll them out and then we shape them to the 9-inch pie pan that we're using.
Uh-huh.
And then we press them into each, and then we kind of do the decorative edging, like the hand pinching all mm-hmm. the way around the edge.
Now do you pre-bake that crust before you put the filling in, or do you bake it with the filling?
On some of the pies, we pre-bake it, but I don't...
Let me stop you there.
Yeah.
So when you pre-bake it, now I'm just going out. I'm one of these guys that love to watch PBS. I'm a PBS junkie, okay? NPR, PBS.
Great.
And when you watch like Chef's Kitchen or something like that, they like to throw a piece of... They like to put, you know, poke the pie bottom. Then they like to put some... wax paper down, and then they throw marbles or something in there like that.
Okay,
just to keep it down. Do you do any of that?
No, I don't.
So you just bake them off. Now,
yeah.
The ones that you bake off, why do you bake those off and not the other ones?
It depends on the complete baking time of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like my key lime pie.
Ooh, I love key lime pie.
We you know, we pre-bake those.
All Greeks like lemons and limes. Believe me, a key lime
why
pie.
Why is that?
I was gonna dip my lamb into the key lime pie.
Is that
but
like a prerequisite of being Greek?
You know what? There's a lot of lemon and lime trees over in Greece.
Oh, that's probably why. There
yeah.
you go.
So certain ones you put in certain. So the ones that you pre-bake are more for what type of pies?
More so like cream pies.
Okay.
And probably all the cream pies. Really, it's the fruit pies that I don't bake my crust first for those.
Right. So you put it all in and you bake it.
Yeah.
Now, you do different styles, I notice. Christina, I see that you do lattices and things like that. I mean, which ones you like doing better? You rather put the whole sheet over, or you like doing the lattices?
I like to do the lattices. Yeah.
Now, do you help out on the pies?
No, I haven't yet.
So you got to get her going.
I don't let her touch them.
So why do you like doing the lattices better than the full thing? Is it just more creative?
More creative.
With your hands?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I noticed here on this picture on Facebook, I'm looking at your pictures, you have a cupcake that looks like it's got a tall Christmas tree on it.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you about that.
That's cute. I love it.
Now, why did we? Yeah, and why did we do that now?
Well, I am a Christmas fanatic.
Oh, I've got friends like that.
I got right here, Christmas tree cupcake.
Yeah. We actually just celebrated Christmas in July.
Okay.
For the last 3 days of July. We did Christmas cookies, cakes, cupcakes. That one was actually pretty popular. It was actually just an ice cream cone.
Uh-huh.
So coated with icing on top of a cupcake.
Oh, really?
Wow,
yeah.
Oh, how creative. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that something else?
Yeah,
you don't
awesome.
Even think about that, do you?
No, I love it. It's like it got a little brown, it's a chocolate cupcake with that ice cream cone with the green frosting on it or something?
Yeah, it was a green buttercream.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So how's the community's been response to you?
Oh, they've been very well to us. They've been very supportive. Yeah, I think it's because they're just not used to the town not having a bakery. So everybody's been in continually,
trying to
repetitively.
Support.
Yeah.
Good.
So now, John and Christina, you guys both are graduates from Rensselaer High School?
Yes.
Okay. And you are too, right?
Yes.
So that's good. That, you know, people should know who you are and they should support you.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, then Rensselaer could have a bakery.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's how it should be in all the communities. You need to support the small businesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, the big businesses could be on US 30 or I-65 where there's a ton. But if you got a community and you got some small businesses, those are the ones you need to support.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Of course. Or they're going to go away, and then you're going to have to drive all the way to Lafayette or something just to get a donut.
Yeah.
Or you're going to eat a donut out of a box, or you know, in the grocery stores, you know, they have donuts, but I tell you the secret of those donuts. They come in frozen. They put them on sheet pans. They thaw them out, they bake them real slice lightly, and then they glaze them, and that's their donut. So it's basically been a pre-fried donut that they heat up. And then I'm sure your donuts, when you guys sell them, when they're, I don't want to say day old, but leftovers, those donuts probably last for another 2 days still.
Oh, I guarantee it. Yeah.
Right. But if you get it from some of these grocery stores, by the time it's 5 o'clock at night, that donut's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the difference. Of the donut. So what kind of pie? Now, you do what time is it? Folks, we got about 10 minutes left of the show. If you want to give a call in here to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, call 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer. Brand new bakery, just opened up, and they offer a lot more than they used to have in that spot before. So what kind of fillings do you make for your pies?
We do all kinds of pies, all kinds of fruits.
You do them all from scratch?
Yeah, every single
that's
pie.
That's crazy.
Every single, yeah.
I don't know how, that's why you're there at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it is. It's really the reason that we're there all day.
Yeah.
We do every filling from scratch, every crust, from graham cracker to our regular pie crust. It's amazing.
So
how long does it take to make a pie? Like each part, the whole thing cumulative?
Altogether, it probably takes couple hours, yeah, because you got to take the time to, you know, like boil or cook your fillings, make sure, and some of them have to rest.
And remember what I was saying, it's called mise en place, so everything is placed. Yeah, it might take 2 hours, but in that 2 hours, you're probably making 20 pies.
Exactly.
And that's how you got to do it. Now, where do you go for your fruit?
We try to stay local.
Uh-huh.
We've hit up the farmer's market in Rensselaer a couple times. We'll go to some of the local farms to pick.
Uh-huh.
But when it's off season, it's kind of hard, unless, like, when you're on season, you really get an amount and freeze them.
Right.
But, you know, we kind of have to get them from suppliers sometimes when they're not available.
Now, John, you're driving your truck around.
Mm-hmm.
Do you spot out, like, farm stands and things like that and say, you know, hey, get over there and they got this on sale? Do you do any of that kind of stuff? Are you out there, like, hawking things? And
I do. I let them know about certain things I see. You know, maybe they could get close close by we could run to and get stuff. I do that, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of need that, you know, especially with fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
They go so up and down with their prices. And, you know, if something's way out of whack, then you got to adjust your price, and that makes it hard. Who do we got on the line there?
Well, actually, you know, we lost her. Oh. She hung up on me. Melissa, call back.
Melissa, call back.
If you're so inclined.
Yeah, and she left her.
I tried not to scare her.
Did you leave your, she left her address and stuff?
Yeah, her address is there, just not.
Well, you need to call back, Melissa, so you can get a gift card to the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer.
Yes, and she's in Rensselaer.
And she is, that's perfect for her. Yeah. This is perfect. We only got 10 minutes left.
Alignment of circumstances, absolutely.
So 769-9577, 769-9577. Time has run really quick for us, but for one person in this room, and that's Grace, and I can understand that. It's Grace, you okay? Yeah. So you don't. You also do, like, I noticed you do like fudge and things like that.
Yeah. We actually just started putting
Fudge. That's a lot for a small operation. Believe me. Yeah. Usually they I've had bakeries on, and usually they might just do cupcakes or they just might do this. But you actually make your own fudge.
Yeah. We started it with the Christmas in July and realized it was so popular that we're probably just going to keep it year round.
Really?
Yeah.
What other pastries do you make?
We've got Danishes, or what a lot of people...
Do you do croissants since you do the chicken salad?
We do have croissants available, yeah. Yes.
Croissants are very tough to make, though.
Right.
That's a whole different ball game. So what other items do you have?
We have the Danishes, which a lot of people know they're called alligators.
Okay. I forgot all about Danishes.
Yeah.
Wait, she called back?
No, was somebody else, but she's on the phone. It's Maria.
Maria.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
You have a question for our guests here?
Yeah, what are your hours? I just tuned in, so I wasn't able to catch much of the episode here. So I'm wondering what your hours are.
Of course, yeah. From Monday to Friday, we open up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we're open until 2 in the afternoon. And then on Saturdays, we're open at 5, and then we close at noon.
Now, Maria, where would you be driving from?
I'm on my way home from Maryville to Couch.
Oh, you live in Couch?
Yes.
Ooh, is that a far trip or is that close? No?
It's not too far.
Okay, so if we sent you a gift card to the Wire Whisk Bakery out of Rensselaer, you'd probably take advantage of it?
Absolutely.
And if I sent you one to the Chef Nick's Eatery out in Winfield the other way, would you take advantage of that?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what we're going to do. Maria, you got two gift cards for calling in, and thanks for calling in.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, we've got maybe 5 minutes left. Call 769-9577, 769-9577, and visit with our guests from the Wire Whisk Bakery of Rensselaer. Got to give them a call. They're fresh. They're new. They make everything from scratch, and they got gift cards. So call and get a gift card so you can give it a try. And
then cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, they got cupcakes. And then I just throw in a little bit of a bonus gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery.
Beautiful.
Now, you guys do like almond pies or... I see a lot of pecan pies. You do pecan pies?
Yeah, pecan pies. That's one of our popular ones for the holidays.
Very expensive, isn't it, Christina?
It is.
John, I know. And people can't, that's probably a sticker shock for some people, too.
Oh, yeah.
But it's worth it. So you really do that from scratch, the whole?
Yeah, the whole pecan pie. Yeah, we just buy pecans. What do you think about that?
What's that?
They even do the pecan pies. I wouldn't even go that far.
You could grow your own pecans?
No. We don't go that far back.
You guys do wedding cakes?
Yeah, they do wedding cakes too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let's ask you this. You when you came in, you said you do something with the keto diet. People have been asking about that.
Yeah.
How does that work with the bakery? Because isn't that a diet that has no refined sugars, no refined... What would fit into a bakery in that situation?
It's actually low carb.
Uh-huh.
Low carb, high fat, kind of. And we actually just did a cake today that was a spiced cake.
Oh, okay.
And that one was actually dairy-free and keto.
Uh-huh.
But with a lot of the keto, we use almond flour, coconut flour. We replace some of the liquids and butters. If it's dairy-free, we replace those with, like, coconut oil. And
really?
It bakes differently, mm-hmm. but it holds together the exact same.
Hmm.
So keto being, like, plant-based. Is that what that is?
No, it's more low-carb.
Okay.
Yeah,
and no refined items, right?
Refined sugars and things like that. A lot of sugar replacements.
So in the middle of her cake is a sugar cane, natural. Just boom.
I wish.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Join in. Give us a call. We got not even 5 minutes left. This hour went by very fast like it always does. Mm-hmm. So join in and give us a call. So you do coffee cakes?
Not right now. Uh-huh. Not right now. We're still expanding.
Uh-huh.
Still expanding, playing with some new recipes, and we're trying to get more out the door. Mm-hmm. But with the amount of...
You feel overwhelmed?
Yeah. A little bit. With the amount of orders we've had, it's hard to, you know, kind of concentrate on stocking the store and getting new items out because we've got so many orders that people just, you know, they want to make sure that they get something.
So you feel pleasantly surprised about the business?
Definitely. Yes.
That's really good. Sugar-free. Do you do anything sugar-free or is that on special order? How does that work?
Special order. Yeah. Okay. Cause not a lot of people have it. You know, we don't want to keep it in stock cause it's right. not going to last very long.
I know that from what I dealt with. The sugar-free was a very, very tough one. We used to keep them frozen. And then if somebody wanted it, we had it sugar-free. Another one, gluten-free. Do you do anything with gluten-free?
That would be special order as well. The only thing with the gluten-free is with us being in a bakery and there being flour everywhere, it's very hard to ensure to a customer that it is gluten-free completely.
Right. Now, we offer gluten-free, but we also state that we're not in a gluten-free environment.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're not certified gluten-free, but we offer gluten-free. Big business. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big time.
So we're down to our last few minutes here. So any farmer markets you're going to coming up here? Anything outside of the store that you're any events?
We are actually going to be attending Bill's Automotive Show in Wheatfield coming up in August. That'll be the first thing that we're going out for on the 24th. But other than that, I think we're just kind of staying in the store until next year hits, and then we're really going to try to go out with the more festivals and stuff like that.
So, Christina, when you think you're to start some of the savory foods, when do you think that you guys offer soups now or anything?
Not right now. Soups are seasonal.
Okay, so you got to wait till it gets a little cooler.
Right. So I'm thinking maybe next week.
Okay.
We're gonna try to do some hot lunches and see how they go over. See what the community thinks.
Do you guys got a hood system back there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Don't do anything deep fried if you can help it.
No.
Believe me, I wish I didn't have deep fryers if I didn't have to. But everyone, like, what are you looking at me like that for, Sharon? Everyone likes everything deep fried. Okay, we're down for the last couple of minutes here. Folks, thanks for tuning in also. Let me ask you this. Who do you want to thank?
Oh, my goodness. My mom and dad sitting here. Yeah, they're helping make all of this possible. But the Klaus family especially. Because they've really helped us along the way, kind of pinpoint things. And really, you know, my previous bosses down at the station at Embers, Ryan and Janelle Mush, they helped me grow and expand what I'm able to do.
So you consider them sort of like your mentors?
They are, yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, we're down to the last couple minutes. Christina, you have anything you want to say to the people out there before we go?
I want to thank everyone for their support because the support from the community has been absolutely amazing over the last month. And, you know, we have, you know, some days we have an overabundance of donuts and some days we run out real fast and they still come in and they understand and they'll look at anything else in the other cases from the brownies to the cookies to the pies and, hey, you don't have donuts, but I'll buy something else. And like I said, the support has been absolutely amazing.
Real quick, what would you like to say before we end the show?
Oh, my goodness. just stop in and give us a try. You know, we're, you know, a little mom and pop shop. Mom, pop, and daughter shop.
Okay. Why don't you give us your phone number real quick?
It's 219-866-0580.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you and your parents and little Grace over there for stopping into the studio with us today. It was a pleasure. You brought in some nice, tasty things.
Thanks for bringing it.
And I encourage everyone out there in Radioland to visit the Wire Whisk Bakery in Rensselaer. Stop in. Everything's from scratch. This family's working very hard to give you the best bakery products they can. Support your small business. I want to wish everyone a great weekend. Be safe out there. There's a lot of festivals out there. Have fun, but have safe fun. Right, Sharon?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's not get too crazy out there.
It's all about that. There's so much to do this weekend.
Yes, there is. And next week, we got the Square Roots coming on from Crown Point. So we'll see you next Friday in these same chairs on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. WLPR, let's eat. Ciao.